We're continuing with the Ramban's Shar HaGemul, and after the Ramban discussed that quote from Tractate Rosh Hashanah about the three books that are opened on Rosh Hashanah, and he discussed about how a person's judged on Rosh Hashanah, and that the idea of tzaddik in Russia is in reference to, does he come out of court with a verdict he will live this year or die this year? He continues and says, Zadin Shamu Chachamim, this judgment that our sages say, Shekol Adam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah, that every person gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, Eino Im Yizkeh L'Gan Eden Ulchei Olam Haba. They are not judging him whether he will go to the Garden of Eden and the world to come, or Im Yitchev L'Geinom Ve'Vadon, or if he will be found guilty and be sent to perdition and be lost. Shein Adam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah, Ela Al Inyanei Ha'Olam Hazeh. And this is a concept that the Ramban writes about in other places as well. He has a famous speech about Rosh Hashanah, which we started many years ago and never finished. So maybe next we should do that. The Ramban says, on Rosh Hashanah, you're not being judged about this world, about the world to come. A person is only being judged about this world on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah's judgment is about what's going to happen here. Im ra'ui l'chaim v'shalva, is a person going to have life and tranquility, or l'mita v'yisurin, or will a person have a year with death and suffering? Kach amru chachamim b'Rosh Hashanah, our sages said the following in Tractate Rosh Hashanah. Zayom tchilat ma'asecha, we say it in davening. This is the day where you started enacting things in the world. Zikaron liyom rishon, this day we commemorate that first day, ki chok li Yisrael hu, for it is a statute for Israel, Mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. This is the day in which the God of Jacob judges. V'alamdinot bo yamer, and about the different countries, it will be said on this day, Eizo l'cherev ve'eizo l'shalom, which will have war and which will have peace. Eizo l'ra'av ve'eizo l'sova. If this sounds familiar, it should. This is the famous prayer of Rosh Hashanah. Which will have famine and which will have satiation. Uvriyot bo yipakeidu, and all of God's creatures are taken into an accounting on this day. Lazkiram lechayim ulemavet, to be mentioned for life and death. So, if this is what our sages said about Rosh Hashanah, elakachi amida, this is how it works. B'Rosh Hashanah shoklim ma'asav shel adam, a person's actions are weighed on Rosh Hashanah. And what they're deciding on Rosh Hashanah is what's going to happen in this world. He gets written and sealed about this world, based on what he deserves in his portion, based on his actions in this world. And when a person passes away, that's when it is weighed and decided what he will have in the world of souls. So the Ramban made a clear delineation. There's the judgment of every Rosh Hashanah, which pertains to what's going to happen here this year. There's the judgment when a person passes away, and that's a judgment about what's going to happen with the souls. So that was the first thought of the Ramban. Next thought. Shanu chachamim shalosh kitot liyom adin. Our sages taught there are three groups when it comes to judgment day. Achat shel tzadikim gmurim, one who are completely righteous. Achat shel reshaim gmurim, one who are completely wicked. V'achat shel beinonim, and one who are mediocre. Now, if this sounds familiar, it should. It's very similar to what we saw in the beginning. Only in the beginning, we said three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Those who are completely pious, those who are completely wicked, those who are mediocre. Now we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah. Now we're talking about something else. The three groups and the final day of judgment. Sounds very similar. Those that are completely righteous, those that are completely wicked, and those that are mediocre. Now the continuation also sounds similar. Tzadikim gmurim nichtavim nechtmim la'at l'chei olam haba. Those that are completely righteous are written right away and sealed for life in the world to come. That's not what it said before. Beforehand we said, when we were talking about Rosh Hashanah, that tzaddikim, those that are completely righteous, are written and sealed right away for life. Didn't say in the world to come. Now we're talking about that great judgment day. So there the Talmud says they are written and sealed for life in the world to come. Rishayim gemurim, those that are completely wicked, nechtavim nechtamim alter legenom, they are written and sealed right away for perdition. Shnemar, v'rabim shnei admat afar yakitzuv gomer. Beinonim, those that are mediocre, shavonotem zchuyotem shkulim, that their merits and sins are balanced. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nikra rav chesed, God is called great in kindness. Mateh klapei chesed, he shifts the balance in favor of doing kindness. Valehem amal David, and about these people, King David said, Ahavti ki ishma Hashem tkoli tachnunai. I love how Hashem hears the voice of my plea. Valehem nemra ota parsha kula, talotiv li Yoshia. And about them, we have that whole parsha in Tehillim, as down as I am, Hashem saves me. The Talmud continues and says, what about a person who is half-half, but among his sins he also has those sins which are called Poshei Yisrael Begufan, those that have been sinful towards Israel with their body. Vehu, what does that mean? Where does one use his body in sin against Israel? Harosh, if his head, shelonech tefillin molam, if he never wore tefillin on his head, now you understand why Chabad is so big on getting every person to wear tefillin at least once, right? Because if their head never wore tefillin, that's called a head that's hurtful, sinful towards all of Israel. V'adin l'shal mitzvot aseh shebegufan, the Ramban takes it one further step. Meaning the Talmud gives a few examples. The Ramban says, these examples are prototypical. They're not limited to this. The same is true of all other mitzvos that one does with one's body if one never performed them, if one never shook lulav and esro. That's the same idea. What? Chabad does that too, right? Kigon shelo kara kriyat shema. If a person never read shema, that's his mitzvah. Or a person never said a bracha achronon, kulan yodin legenom. These people all go down to perdition, umitzaf tzufin, and then they squeak. They send up a prayer, v'olin heimena umitrapin. And they go up and are healed. Shnemar, the verse says, ve'vitita shlishit ba'esh, a third will come through fire, v'alem amra chana, and about them, Chana said, Hashem emitum chaye, Hashem who makes people die, also gives life. Morid Shaol puts people down to perdition, Vayal, and draws them out. So these are people who were half-half, but they had one of these sins in their batch, so then they have a taste of perdition. They were really half-half. They go down and are drawn back up. But someone who has more sins than merits, and not only that, but they have one of these weighty sins among their sins. That's what we call the sins that are against Israel with their body. Or the people who are sinful towards the world, towards the nation with their bodies. Those are people who transgressed one of the hefty sins. They committed adultery. Arayos, one of the prohibited relations, they murdered. Yodin legeinom, people like that go down to perdition. Nidonin b'shnei masachodesh, they get judged for 12 months. Lachar shnei masachodesh, after 12 months, gufan kale, their body is finished. Their body lasts 12 months in perdition. How does that work? V'nishmatan nisrefet, but their soul keeps burning. V'geinom poltatan, and perdition spits them out. Veruach mefazartan, and then a wind scatters them tachat kapot regla tzadikim, under the heels of the feet of the righteous. What do we need that for? Who needs the ashes under their feet? Shneimav asotem rashim ki uefer tachat kapot reglechem. That's what the verse says, that they'll be trampling on the wicked under the calves of the under the heels of their feet. Aval. But then you have another group. They are the minim, mishumadim, people who are apostates, people who deny the Torah, people who deny the resurrection of the dead, those who left the ways of the congregation of Israel, and those who caused their destruction in the land of the living, in the land of Israel. And those are people who make others fear them, they make the masses fear them, and it's not for the sake of heaven, like the pagan kings. Even if these kings are Machiavellian, and they believe they're doing it for the good of the masses, it's in their interest, and they try to be just kings. But what happens when a person's living in constant fear of the king, then God is not so important in his life. He doesn't think about God, he's thinking about the king. I better not cheat on my taxes. I better not cheat my neighbor. So what happens is, if you make people too scared, all they're thinking about is, are the KGB listening? And then they behave, but it has nothing to do with the Torah. V'shechatu v'echtiu tarabim, or people who sin and cause the masses to sin, like Yeravam ben Nevat and his friends. Kol eilu, all of these people, yodin legeinom, they go down to perdition, nidonin baldurei dorot. And they stay there for generations, as the verse says, v'yatzu v'ra'u v'viga anashim apshim v'gomer. The verse says, the fire doesn't end, they keep on burning down there. So that's the quote. All of this is a quote from the Talmud. Now the Ramban is going to start analyzing. What does this mean? We'll read the first line and then we'll continue next time. Ze shamru chachamim shalosh kitot liyom hadin. When our sages say there are three groups when the day of judgment comes, yom moedu ladin hakol. We're talking about a day that's set aside for everyone to be judged. That's what we call God's great day, God's awesome day. So now the Ramban is defining for us that there is a time which is the beginning of the world to come. He hasn't talked about the Garden of Eden yet. There is a concept of a world to come, and the beginning of that time called the world to come, that's when all these people are judged. So we said there's judgment when a person dies, and there's judgment that begins on that day where everyone gets judged together when the world to come is about to begin. And that's where we'll pick up Bezachim next time.